I don't think if you're heading out for your bike ride, you're going to go as far as Rod Everingham. He's setting out on a charity fundraiser for Bear Cottage. It is a big task he's got in front of him, and we want to wish him all the best and find out how we can help too as he sets out on the bike ride. Morning, Rod. Great to have you on the show. Tell us about what you're doing.
Good morning, Stoney. How are you today?
Good, buddy. Good. Tell us about this bike ride. Boy, is it a big one.
Yeah, well, it seems to be going to be a pretty big ride, but I think we're up to the task. Yeah, we leave today. My niece and nephew and my nephew-in-law, and we're driving out to Kemmins Corner today, or heading for Kemmins Corner today. That's the South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales border, and it's 1400K from Wauchope. We leave Kemmins Corner on Sunday morning and head back to Wauchope.
On your bike?
On my bike. On our bikes, yes.
Fantastic.
On our push bike.
Exactly.
Not electric bikes either, Stoney. Yeah, these are old-fashioned push bikes.
Yeah, well, what do we call them when we're young? The treadly rod.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And, the fixed wheel.
The fixed wheel, that's for sure. Now, Rod, I know it's something very close to your heart. You've been touched by it, your family. We're talking about little ones with cancer, and that's what you're doing, raising money for Bear Cottage, who we know do terrific work.
Yeah, my word. We're Bear Cottage and Kids Cancer Project. 50% of money goes to Bear Cottage, 50% of money raised goes to Kids Cancer Project, and we're going, everybody's so generous in, you know, they're being absolutely marvellous helping us in this cause. But, you know, we're up to the task and I think we'll do it pretty fine.
All right. Now, it's pedalforpat.com.au if you'd like to know more and to make a donation. And do you mind telling the story, Rod, about Pat?
Yeah, I'll just, it's my cause, mycause.com.au,
okay.
Pedal for Pat.
Yep.
Or people, if they'd like to donate, they go to the National Bank and donate there. Stoney, what happened 7 years ago, my grandson was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumour, and Pat was given 12 months to live, but he passed away 6 months after he was diagnosed at Bear Cottage, and he was just about ready to go to school. He was 5 years old and school was up. He was up to school that year. He passed away, but unfortunately, Pat never got there.
Yeah, I know it's something very close to your heart, Rod. And, you know,
very much so.
Oh, geez. If you can help out, we'll put the details on the Triple M Facebook site and the links to follow to help out Bear Cottage and the other charity that Rod spoke about that helped little ones that haven't even had a shot at life. And, right, you've been practicing, you've been going up North Brother Mountain. How's the training been going?
Oh, Stroney, I don't want to peak too early. We haven't been doing any training. I'll take it as it comes along.
Good on you. Now, your good mate Gilly's tipped me into the fact you're not worried about the bike riding, but you're worried about the mice plague.
Yes. We're sleeping on the side of the road in swags, and that's my biggest fear. I'm not worrying about the bike ride, 1400K on dirt and sand and that. I'm just worried about these mice, you know. So I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll sort it out.
You'll sort it out.
Yeah,
now, remember
those
5 kilo buckets at the co-op? You can get the mice baits, but there you go. Rob, we wish you all the best, mate. We'll put those links on our website and, you know, there's a lot of little ones are going to be very, very thankful for what you're doing. And, we're all with you. And, we'll think of you next Sunday, mate, when you set out on the Treadley. Yeah. All the best, Rod.
Yeah, thanks so much. Even if we can help one poor child, come over this, get over this problem or the families and that, we'd be really happy if we could do that.
You're a good man. Good on you, Rod. All the very best, mate.
And thanks, Gilly, for putting me in.
He's a good bloke too. All right, thank you, Rod Everingham. We're wishing him all the very best on his bike ride. Links on the website. This is Triple M, and this one is for Rod and his people on Sunday as they set off from what's going to be a huge ride. Now, just think about it. In amongst the mice plague, 1,400 kilometres from Cameron Corner to Wauchope. This is Triple M.